Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, February 26th. Stars can be artistic. They can sculpt fantastic figures, hourglasses, butterflies, owls, and many others. Sometimes the figure is created by a single star. Other times, it's a collaboration between two stars. And in at least one case, it's three stars. The trio has created NGC 246, the Skull Nebula. It's about 1,600 light-years away in the constellation Cetus. As the sky darkens tonight, it's just above the horizon, to the lower left of the line formed by the Moon and Venus, the evening star. The raw material for the skull was supplied by one of the three stars. About 6,600 years ago, as seen from Earth, the star began expelling its outer layers into space. Ultraviolet energy from the star's now dead core causes those layers to glow. The core is a bit less massive than the Sun. Models show that the star began life with more than four times the Sun's mass. Its normal lifetime lasted only a quarter of a billion years. As the star's expelled outer layers expand, their shape is sculpted in part by its companions. One of them is fairly close and is about the same mass as the donor star. Its gravity pushes the gas and dust around, helping form the skull-like appearance. The third star is small and a long way out, so its influence is small. The nebula is continuing to expand at 90,000 miles per hour, and the original star is completing its transition to the next phase in life, a small but hot corpse known as a white dwarf. For the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.